Governor Steve Sisolak, State of Nevada launch website encouraging people to report crisis pregnancy centers. By Catherine Hamilton on October 12, 2022. Democrat Governor Steve Sisolak and the state of Nevada launched a website that provides information about abortion and encourages Nevadans to report crisis pregnancy centers, CPCs, if they are concerned about misleading services. As governor, I am committed to ensuring Nevadans have access to reproductive health care without fear or shame, Sisolak said of the website, according to News 4 and Fox 11. We will not abandon the right to an abortion, and we will protect those in need of care. This website is one more step forward in this work. The state's direct targeting of pro-life pregnancy centers comes after an estimated 100-plus attacks against pro-life groups and CPCs nationwide. And while President Joe Biden's FBI targets pro-lifers while neglecting to hold pro-abortion domestic terrorists accountable. The move also comes during a high-stakes election season, where both vulnerable incumbent Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, DNV, and Sisolak, D, have spread falsehoods about CPCs, calling them fake and predatory. The Division of Public and Behavioral Health's website falsely accuses CPCs of advertising that they provide medical services, advice, and counseling in a clinical setting. However, CPCs do not provide comprehensive, accurate, or evidence-based clinical information. Instead, the primary goal of CPCs is to dissuade people seeking abortions from obtaining the procedure. Often, this is accomplished through deceptive practices, such as employing unlicensed clinicians purporting to provide medical advice, ultrasounds, or free pregnancy tests. CPCs are often located near clinics that do provide safe and legal abortions, the website claims. Employees appear in scrubs or other medical attire despite not being licensed providers. The advice provided at CPCs does not meet the American Medical Association's standard of care for providing evidence-based information and treatment options, the website further claims. The website then notes that the state of Nevada oversees regulatory violations such as operating an unlicensed medical facility or clinic, and subsequently provides a link to a complaint form and telling Nevadans to file a report if they are concerned about misleading services. Much to the contrary, CPCs, instead of abortion, offer support for pregnant women in need who choose life for their unborn child. They also often offer help after the baby is born. The Charlotte Lozier Institute conducted a study of 2,700 pregnancy help centers in 2020 and found that in 2019, these U.S. clinics served roughly 2 million women, men, and youth with services estimated at a value of over $266 million. This outreach was accomplished through 14,977 total staff and 53,855 total volunteers, of which over 10,200 were licensed medical professionals, 3,791 as staff and 6,424 as volunteers. The report details. Medical services were provided by an increasing number of centers since last counted in 2017, 13, with free obstetrical ultrasound services provided at 2,132 centers, 79%, STD/STI testing provided at 810 centers, 30%, and STD/STI treatment provided at 563 centers, 21%. 14. In addition, 486,213 pregnancy confirmation ultrasounds, 731,884 pregnancy tests, 160,201 STI tests, and 967,251 consultations with new, unique, clients were all provided at little or no cost. 15. PHCs were shown to be rich resources for support and education to improve maternal, child, youth and family health all at no cost, including prenatal and parenting classes at 2,312 centers, 86%, childbirth classes at 742 centers, 27%, breastfeeding consultations at 518 centers, 19%, after abortion support and recovery at 1,931 centers, 72%, fertility awareness-based methods at 188 centers, 7%, sexual risk avoidance education presentations to youth through 979 centers, 36%. PHCs also widely provided material item services at 2,525 centers, 94%. These items included 1,290,079 packs of diapers, 689,382 packs of wipes, 30,445 new car seats, 2,033,513 baby clothing outfits, and 19,249 strollers. The study also found that these clinics report high client satisfaction, 99% on average per center, and are estimated to have saved 886,125 unborn lives since 2008. When the Dobbs decision was leaked, far-left Democrats and the abortion industry knew some abortion clinics were at risk of closing in states that decided to ban or limit abortions. CPCs also outnumber abortion clinics nationwide 3-to-1, making them a prime target for abortion industry-backed Democrats, many of whom claim to be pro-choice but actively discourage alternatives to abortion. Noah Brandt, director of government affairs for the pro-life organization Life Action, told Breitbart News on Wednesday that targeting CPCs is a malicious attempt to silence the pro-life perspective. Pregnancy help centers offer critical material resources to families in need. Targeting these centers is a malicious attempt to silence the pro-life perspective in favor of a billion-dollar abortion industry that is interested only in padding its profits, not in protecting its patients, Brandt said. The Nevada Division of Public and Behavioral Health should be focusing on assisting mothers and families, not on targeting organizations that are on the ground every day helping families in need, he continued. The campaign of Sisolak's GOP gubernatorial opponent Joe Lombardo also weighed in, calling the governor's actions reckless. It's ironic that Sisolak is now seeking to debunk misinformation about abortion, after he has made spreading abortion misinformation his entire campaign strategy, Lombardo campaign spokesperson Elizabeth Ray said. If Sisolak was serious, he would take down his misleading and untruthful ads about abortion access in Nevada. Furthermore, Sisolak's demonization and politicization of crisis pregnancy centers is dangerous and reckless. Women should have access to the support, resources, and aid that crisis pregnancy centers offer.